Good afternoon, and welcome to the next episode of the Beauty and Aging Podcast. My name is Donna Mintz. I am your host, and I am the creator of Donna J Skincare. Did you know if you have amazing skincare, you're never going to need to use another filter on your next selfie? It's very true. Today, we are talking about self-care and how important self-care is to the appearance of your skin. Because the appearance of your skin is so far from the effect of just what you put on it. It's the result of so many complex and highly regulated interactions that take place in the body. It's affected by everything from your genes and your gut flora and relationships with every system in your body. Now, we all know that self-care is important. Excuse me. We have heard this hundreds of times. We're supposed to sleep well. We're supposed to manage stress. We're supposed to exercise, eat right. And I know we all try. And sometimes we fall short, and that's okay. You are perfect just the way you are. But if you're not feeling well, if you're tired, or burnt out, or feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or your skin isn't looking as good as it could, now really may be the time to consider making changes just to feel better. Now, self-care looks different for everyone, and I'm going to address a handful of ways that will have a positive effect on your mind, body, and spirit, as well as your skin. And some of these ideas may not be new, but maybe I've come up with something that you haven't tried before, and maybe you'll be able to incorporate it into your daily routine without too much stress, because we're trying to alleviate that. You should be taking care of yourself the way you would take care of someone you love. I know for me, sometimes I need to be reminded to do this. A 2012 national study done by the Family and Work Institute shows that women who make it a regular habit to set aside time for themselves are much more satisfied with their lives than those who put it off. But just because we know that self-care is important, it usually means saying no to someone else. And for those of us who are just hardwired to think that prioritizing our needs is selfish, this is extremely hard to do. Now, there are some new exercise programs out these days for at-home workouts. There's Pound, which uses lightly weighted drumsticks and lots of lunging and squats. There's Bar that uses ballet, hula hoop, dancing, jump rope, rebounder, and all the cardio and weightlifting classes you want online. If you want to head out to the gym, there's trapeze and boxing and karate and Krav Maga, paddleboard yoga and aerial hoop and rock climbing boot camp and Pilates yoga and so many more. And then, of course, there's the at-home equipment that you can purchase, the treadmills, the ellipticals, the exercise bikes, and the rowing machines. And there are now these mirrors and free weights and weight machines and resistance bands and weighted balls and so many more too. And of course, there's always walking. Just find something you enjoy and makes you feel good. The time may be right now for you to make some time for you. Now, Here's the kicker of this. Exercise helps your skin look better. Yes, it opens capillaries to deliver nutrients to the skin, and it removes toxins that age us through sweat. So get moving. Just find something. Now, sleep is a necessary phase of regeneration. Billions of molecular functions are happening at the cellular level during sleep. Sleep is when the body, including the skin, regenerates. So not sleeping enough is depriving your skin of nourishment and hydration. Now, we all know we're supposed to sleep, We've all felt the effects of a night of tossing and turning, trying to sleep, your mind is racing, you're worrying about work and the kids and what to do about dinner and your boss or your significant other, your friends, your family. It's too hot, it's too cold, it's too light, it's too loud, it's too quiet. There are so many reasons. But I do have some helpful tips that maybe you haven't heard of before, and maybe you have. So setting up an evening routine may be helpful, something that's calming and quiets the mind and body, like reading or meditating, lighting a candle, deep breathing, journaling. Also, increasing your exposure to bright light during the day can help your circadian rhythm stay healthy. It improves daytime energy as well as the quality and duration of sleep. Reducing blue light exposure from electronics can help you sleep as well. If you must, use your electronics with the app to reduce the blue light. That's what I do. My blue light goes on every night at 10 o'clock. If you're a coffee drinker, observe how caffeine affects you. That late day slump when you grab a cup of coffee just might be keeping you up at night. So here is my personal training tip. When you feel tired during the day, do a few squats or lunges to get your circulation going and your heart pumping. It will wake you right up. This is what I do every day at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon when I'm starting to feel tired. Try to keep sleeping and wake times consistent, even on weekends, and keep the bedroom cool, dark, and quiet. And for me, sometimes I get an idea that I don't want to forget, and I keep thinking about it, and it keeps me up, you know, for hours. And I found that if I keep a notebook by my bed and write it down, I'm able to get it at least out of my head to quiet my mind. And for some people, a warm shower or bath with lavender essential oil is all that you need. How many times have we heard that we're supposed to manage stress? We hear this so often, and we all know we need to do this, right? But what I know is that it is the hardest thing to do. And we've all heard that stress can make us sick. It can also damage the skin's barrier function and gut and your gut flora. It can cause acne, rosacea, and even eczema and psoriasis, as well as dull, lifeless looking skin. Now, stress management looks different for everybody. For you, it could be meditating, relaxing with a good book, journaling, lighting a scented candle, taking a bath. For others, it may be exercising, going for a walk, doing yoga. For some people, managing stress is being around people and laughing and having fun. If you need to manage your stress, find something that makes you feel good and calms your mind. What we say to ourselves is just as important as the sleeping and eating and managing stress and exercise. And I know we are not always nice to ourselves. So here's a question. The last horrible thing that you thought about yourself, would you say that to your child or your best friend? Probably not. If that's the case, should you really be saying it to yourself? We all make mistakes. We have bad days. We're human. This beating ourselves up for not doing, saying, being, or fill in the blank has got to stop. Positive affirmations are exactly what's needed in this case. Post them in your bathroom. Say them when you're getting ready. Put them on your phone. Set a timer. Read them daily or as often as you need to, whatever it takes. Research actually shows that true beauty comes from within. In 2016, the skincare company Olay did a study and found on an almost uniform level, the women who'd aged best said they had a healthy, optimistic outlook about their lives and who they were. Another study had women read a set of self-affirming affirmations and write in a journal daily. After four weeks, all the women had higher levels of skin hydration and lower blood pressure. What do these two factors lead to? Younger, healthier looking skin. That's pretty amazing. Loving yourself is more important than anything. You are loved, you are valued, and you are important. Self-compassion is the number one self-care objective we should be striving for. You must know you are worthy of self-love in order to feel worthy of self-care. We need to stop striving for perfection and cut ourselves some slack. We make mistakes. We say the wrong things. We react in the wrong way. And that's okay. We need to accept our imperfections and love ourselves anyway. We need to stop putting ourselves in the box of what we think we're supposed to be. And we need to start being okay with imperfect. We need to learn to block out what society says about strong, bold women, that we're loud, unladylike, bitchy, rude, and nasty, and just be ourselves with all the self-compassion everyone deserves. So, what do you do for self-care? I would love to hear what you have to say in the Facebook group. If you are not a member of our private Facebook group, please join us, Getting Under Your Skin. I'd love to see you there. You can also visit us at our website, www.donnajskincare.com. Until next time, make it a great day.